the idea that it's not just about Gerrard sort of getting the chances of someone else doing the work, but the idea that it was all in there. However, I don't think the idea of Torres with a natural goal scorer like Salah would work necessarily that well. I think for the three to work best around Torres, I think he would have to be the main fella. I think that's your Torres question is who else are you going to go for?
That's the thing, isn't it? The focal point of the team factor.
Yeah, and I think that there's something similar to that with Suarez. I think it's really easy to make the argument, and I know that someone will, that Suarez is possibly a better Firmino in a couple of senses, but I think that, and I don't even know if that's true, but I also think that Firmino is much more selfless, and I think that Suarez would again want the focal point.
But has he not proven the fact he can play in a three?
But that's when he's playing with Messi.
Yes.
So when he goes on a play, I mean, we're not really meant to be talking about that bit here, but even if we are, I think it's the easiest thing in the world for most footballers, most brilliant footballers, to park their egos where Leo Messi is concerned. You've only got to look at the entirety of the Argentinian history to see that there isn't a player who doesn't basically come in, probably look at Messi in training and just go, well, what's the point? He's our best player by a billion miles because he's the best player ever to play footy. So the idea that could Suarez do that for a Salah who isn't a Messi really, in that there's loads of things that Salah does that are absolutely brilliant, but the main thing is putting the round thing in the rectangular thing. So I'm not quite sure about that with the Torres or with the Suarez. I think that Firmino should be in the chat. I wouldn't dismiss Firmino from the chat in terms of the middle of this. My unlikely one in the chat at the middle of this, in that I would like to have seen him with one or two Liverpool managers through history that he didn't get to play under, is Heskey. I think Heskey would be, if you were to have a Salah.
Peak Heskey, obviously.
Well, peak Heskey, but if you were to go, for instance, Salah off the right and do something wild off the left, which could be, a bit of a a bad selection. You know, you could sit here and make an argument for Heskey, Suarez and Salah, where Heskey plays through the middle and Suarez and Salah are really, really close to him. And that'd be no battle of laughs to play against. And my other one is Owen. Where I think
he's my notable mention,
I think if you can find a way to get Owen in, then that, you know, and thinking about peak, absolutely astonishing goal scorer Owen, which was quite a while of Owen, but 2001 of Owen, you know, I think it's hard not to say there's a value in a 2001 Owen. But what that does is that sets you off there for, of you, whether or not in a more modern sort of situation, Owen off the left being able to cut in on his right foot with a Firmino-style number 9/ Heskey, with then someone who played on the right and made the pitch big, Alara Sterling. You know, would you be looking at getting sort of 45, 50 out of Owen with all of that working and functioning?